But the people that I think globally, we are all in the non-vaxxed, I think, are in the majority. In my gut, that's what I feel, because they just won't showcase this on the media. They're never going to showcase. But you and I get to see it every day in what I read and where I go and where I poke my head in. Thousands and thousands and thousands, millions of people that are not vaccinated and will not get vaccinated and will not have their kids vaccinated. So I'm hopeful there, because I know these people will lose everything. And why do I know that? Because I'm that person. I told you I would eat cat food before I submit it to the government what they want me to do. And I know there's more people like that out there. So that we are the dangerous people. They don't know what to do with us.
Well, I said
they
it yesterday.
They don't know what to take away.
I'm feeling more dangerous on a daily basis.
Yes, absolutely.
Daily basis, I think.
Absolutely.
I really am.
Well, that's what pissed me off, because when I see certain things where they want to use that word radical, and I laughed to myself today and said, it is just amazing that the most common sense human beings are now considered radical. Well, amen. Label me radical. I don't give a shit. Just common sense. But that's not allowed. Because, see, your words might, you know, somebody else might listen to your words and say, oh my gosh, you've got a point. See, that's where the danger is. They don't want that.
Well, they're going to have a lot of problems on their hands. It's and they may want that. They may want that. But, you know, like I said, the folks regarding in Australia, too, you may think you want it if you're the establishment, but you don't understand how many people are out here, and numbers matter in these situations. You can have all the toys in the world and technology and hardware, but numbers really do matter. They really do. And there's a lot of pissed off people out here.
There's a lot of pissed off people. And don't forget, what we talk about is most likely going to happen October onward with, we don't know these.
It's already happening. It started.
Right.
Started in late August, way before we expected. I mean, we there's a clip we have from Australia where the guy in NSW he goes down the list. One of the medical health guys goes down the list of everybody that's in the hospital right now with COVID in NSW. You know, in Australia. And and he goes through all these lists, and he breaks everything down by numbers and age groups. And then at the end, he says, and everybody except one of them has been vaccinated. Thank you very much. And he walks off, and it's like, what the fuck did he just say? Did he just say that? He saved it just for the last line. He's like, thank you, everybody. Good night. Tip your waiters and waitresses.
It's awesome.
It's like, wait a minute. What?
Well, that's the next thing. You see, this is where I was going to go with this. It's going to happen. October onward, it's going to be crazy. But they're very predictable what they do, the Party of Davos. What's the next simulation up to bat, Mike?
They're going to cut the internet off.
Cyber Polygon.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're very predictable. So now, will that come in January? That's my prediction.
Well, the stuff's moving pretty fast. I think it's moving a lot faster than they anticipated, because now they're rolling out this blob variant, as I call it. It was spotted in Kentucky yesterday. They don't. It's like, fuck out of here. Fuck out of here.
They don't even realize that the people that they're trying to force into this is beyond the boy that cried wolf. They could create leprosy on steroids, and we're going to be like, yeah, and still not taking it. But now you have a globe full of vaccinated people that truly will not be considered vaccinated, like, I don't know, 90 days after their last shot, whatever. They keep moving the goalposts on that. So if there's no booster shots, we're back to square one. What are you people doing? Like, can we go as far, if you're ready to be fired and you say, okay, today's my last day, and you have a lawyer, can you say, well, before I go, everybody here that still has a job, I'm suing you all. I want to see your antibody test.
Yeah.
Because if I'm going to get fired for not being vaccinated, we have a problem here, Houston, because these people, they were vaccinated 6 months ago. Most likely they have no antibodies.
None.
So exactly.
They might not have had any antibodies for the last 6 months.
That's right. Yeah. So I mean, there's so many ways to fight this. Now, I also sent you that video. I don't know if you had a chance to watch it. In Canada, did you get to watch like at least 10 minutes of that?
Now, which did you send it? If you send it today, I think I did. You sent it in the afternoon. There's no way. I'm so
okay.
I'm so I've been slammed all day with everything else.
I will just give you.
It's on my agenda though.
Okay, you don't have to watch the whole thing. It's like 20 some minutes long. But anyway, these people stood their ground. They were in a food court, I guess, in a mall in Canada, and they filmed the whole thing.
No. I watched that. The cops hassling them, and they're like, yeah, dude, you don't even know why you're here.
And they had in their hands the laws.
Yeah.
These cops and security, they were embarrassed. They walk away, and I'm laughing, saying, here we go. These people do not know what they're enforcing. They have no clue. So 99% of the time, right. So if every global citizen had a copy of the actual laws, and what this woman was pointing out is she actually had the health laws that you cannot ask for my health, blah, blah, blah. But then they tried to trespass them. She had the trespassing laws, and she was right. She bought the food. They brought the food. They were eating the food. They weren't causing a problem. So by law, they couldn't even be trespassed. That she had a nice little packet. It looks like it was about 50 pages. She had them all highlighted. These cops and the security guards backed off, and they really look like a bunch of dumbasses. Because they're robots. They're going to do as they're told. And when challenged, they don't have the answers. Well, the same could be with if somebody would challenge these employees with a lawyer and say, you know, okay, fine. Show me the antibodies of everyone that you're going to keep employed. I think that would be fantastic. That would uncover a whole lot of lies.
It'll be years before we can figure all that out, though. I mean, you recognize that. It's done on purpose.
But at least you can make people's lives miserable or point out the obvious. Point out the obvious. The fact that you've already admitted you need a booster shot because the vaccine is no longer working. Okay, so now you fire person A while you kept all these other people. And you intellectually know that they're not considered vaccinated on paper anymore. If they went into the hospital with whatever, they would be considered unvaccinated. And there's a million ways to prove it. Million. The way the hospitals do things, just like you're recovered from COVID. Now you're going to go here on this floor for, and I've heard from somebody in the community that the gallbladders, like tons of gallbladders are being removed.
Yeah. The surgeries have ramped up and no one is really, or perhaps other media folks are not allowed to put that out, but it is happening.
Yeah. Oh no, it's happening. But that's what I'm saying.
We're not even talking about cancer. Cancer's through the roof.
Cancer's through the roof. Everything. The blood clots are still there. What else? The arthritis is just so many people are having the problems with the arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis.
Well, it seems like
it's inflammation. It's swollen joints, blah, blah, blah. We know what it is.
It seems like the medical industrial complex will catch up on all the money they lost during 2020. Just what a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Right. But here's the difference. When COVID was killing you in 2020, the government was going to pick up the tab, which they did. But taking their free vaccine, nobody's took, and you're damaged for hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills, nobody's taking up that tab. And nobody's feeding your family.
So, well, when the government passes a bill down the road that says, yeah, you know what? This is already happening in places like Virginia, where the hospitals can come after your house if you owe them money, and come after your bank accounts if you owe them money. That's likely on the horizon, too. So people think, you know what? I'm not going to pay my medical bills. I can't do anything about it. Oh, yeah.
Unless you're in Florida, they can't touch your homestead.
Right, because of homestead, right.
Yeah.
But they have medical.
Everybody gets Florida.
I think it's University of Virginia. Their medical system literally sues people and goes after their homes.
Yeah.
it's a nice bunch.
What is another level of the World Economic Forum?
No private property.
You will own nothing, exactly. Right. And BlackRock will be, if BlackRock's behind the hospitals doing that, they're just salivating. They're just waiting. And opportunity zones everywhere.
People should listen to this show on a regular basis and try to understand where this is headed, because we've unfortunately, and I've said this before, we've unfortunately been spot on. Now, I'm the first one to admit that I wish we were not, because that would mean that we get a reprieve here. But what, Maria, I thought we were supposed to be tired of winning.
We've won nothing. The pinata was empty, no candy. We've got nothing.
Yeah, we were supposed to get so tired of winning. I'm still waiting. I'm waiting to get tired from winning.
He set the pins up. And Biden's administration is going to roll the strike.
It's crazy.
But I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say the Biden administration. Those behind Biden will roll the strike.
Well, we talked about it on the last hot. You're right. And we talked about it on the last Hot Wire, what's going on with him when he comes home. And why he's home so much. And it's we have so much more information on that this week. And plus what's going on with this guy. And so when we call him a puppet or a mannequin, it's okay. It could be a pedestrian insult, right? This is literal. This guy is not there. There's nobody home.
No, and they want us to know that. They're not covered. They want us to know that.
They must have some serious dirt on this guy for his family to put him through this, or his family's just as morally fucked up as and bankrupt as we always thought they were here locally.
Well,
in other words.
Right. He probably had a big debt to the deep state to pay.
And oh, my God.
And they're paying it. But that's the only way you can look at this, because there's nothing normal, not even remotely normal, about how he obtained the office, how he's holding off. Nothing is normal. Nothing. I mean, you can't even write this as satire. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, I actually said that on Thursday's show. You couldn't write this if you were a writer. They'd say, hey,
Saturday Night Live in the 70s would have killed for this script.
Whether they did anything with it or not, that's
they would have did a great job with it, because it's that, if it wasn't so pathetically sad, it is that funny, because it's not, it's not real. Like, none of this seems real. It's very real. But when you look at it, your mouth is open, you're a deer caught in the headlights, because you cannot believe what is happening. It started last March where we couldn't believe what was happening. And it got worse and worse and worse and worse. And then Biden and Harris take office. And you're just like, you just can't wrap your mind around it. So the only obvious answer you have to go to is they, and you know who I mean when I say the they want us, they want our illusion gone. Like, wake up, people. Wake up. We've been running the show all along. Now it's time for you to know. So here's your puppet. Here's your cutout. And we're just going to do everything as we've been planning. But now you need to know.
That would be your proverbial straw that broke the camel's back when you realize, man, mm-hmm. we did all this stuff and we still are losing and we're losing ground, we're losing rights, and these guys are just laughing at us and making fun of us. Why are we even trying? It's like they roll this out. It's meant to be a backbreaker to just defeat your spirit, fighting spirit, as a free, not even as an American, as a free individual. That's the game.
And it was quite confusing until you start finding the little puzzle pieces behind the scenes, and that leads you to something and something else, something else. Then you see the whole picture. And I was just confused as everybody else, like, what's going on here? I mean, we knew March of 2020, this isn't right. Something is up. That why they're doing this, we knew, and we started finding simulations and this and that, and then, oh my gosh, Klaus Schwab, and then you start digging even back to the 70s, and then you see, oh my god, they're marrying climate, they're piggybacking climate change onto the virus agenda, and right now they are everything is married, everything is sustainability and blah blah blah. And then you go, oh my gosh, this has been decades in the making. That's why you cannot blame one administration. You cannot. Because they each handed each other the relay stick. Like, okay, I did my job. Okay, I did my job.
There is no administration. It's one.
That's right.
It's like the blob itself. It's the main blob.
Because they want us to
represent one thing.
Right, but they still need the people to be divided. And I said this to one of your folks last night in a DM, that the military grade psychological warfare, the mind war that they've been doing for decades as well, and the indoctrination, they needed to build a divided nation, because they know if everybody woke up and saw it for what it was, we would be unstoppable. They would not be able to control us. And that goes for the churches, every place that controls people. If everybody woke up to see it all for what it is, they wouldn't stand a chance against us. And they can't have that.
Well, don't worry. The Pope just said, hey, if you're not vaccinated, you shouldn't even come here. The church.
Which is why I brought it up, darling.
Which is good. Which is good news for children everywhere, which means they probably won't be scarred for life.
Yeah, you could sleep in, and we've been sleeping in for a long time. Yes, once you understand the control mechanisms of anything and everybody, and of man, you reject it all. And I'm telling you, it would be a beautiful thing if people really started to understand the left has been just as mind warred as the right. And if everybody woke up to that fact, it would be fantastic.
It makes you wonder what really is the absent of Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. What do real people think out there? Not on social media. It's all tweaked, and much of it's bought and paid for to try to frame the propaganda, frame the narrative, and not in your best interest, by the way. But how many people are pissed off? How many people are out there saying, you know what? Try me. And there must be a lot. There must be a lot, because you look at why these guys haven't pulled certain levers yet. They must And there must be widespread concern that they might spark some kind of a massive backlash.
I don't think, I really don't think they fear the people. Social media, you have to be careful because we know it's full of fake personas and bots that stir the shit. And then they're mixed in with the real people. The real people that are not on social media, well, they're just, you know, they're stuck with television and terrestrial radio. So they don't think much. They think what they're told. That's why I said it's up to the sleeping lions to wake up.
What else did I see in here that the Young Bucks handed me today? I'll throw at you. This is right up your alley. Charter school enrollment skyrockets amid restrictive coronavirus rules. You're a big proponent of charter schools and yanking your kid out of these shitbox public school systems, right?
Oh, yes. Find a good charter school or homeschool. They're the two options. That's what I recommend. And we're lucky we have a great charter school and total normalcy. I still hold my breath because you just never know. But they're not doing anything. If somebody is sick, they just say, treat if your kids don't feel good, keep them home. But if somebody was sick, they're not quarantining, and they're doing that in other counties. They're still quarantining kids, which is horrible. Some of these children are in such dire need mentally. That's another thing that they've built now, a future of damaged, broken children. If you get them out of anything, you know, these public schools are doing so much damage, and the vaccinated teachers are making them sick. That's my opinion.
Yeah, well, it's good that there's an option. I mean, you know, decades ago.
Well, a lot of them are lottery, and that's the thing. You can't always get in a charter school.
Well, especially now when everybody and their uncle wants to get in there, it's, of course, it's tougher. But a lot of parents I know, and I have to give them credit, they moved quick when this started in early 2020. They're like, nope. No. As soon as they shut the schools down, et cetera, they said, no. The kid's not going back to that school. Not happening. Right. So they moved, and now there's a crush to try to get in. But a lot of the spots have been taken by folks that moved early. And, of course, there were already students in charter schools to begin with. But,
homeschool enrollment is up, and parents are figuring out that they could do it, that it's very flexible. So they're figuring it out. And that's what I mean. A lot of people became proactive in 2020, how they were going to. I mean, I've read many stories of people that moved last year, got out of the city, especially like New Yorkers, got out of the city, got to the suburbs, spoke with someone that bought a small farm. They bolted. They once you see the writing on the wall and you see there is no going back, there is no old normal, there's only new horizon, and that's uncharted territory for all of us. Even though you could read it in futuristic writings, it could take another 10, 20 years to implement all of it, but at least we know where they're headed with it. You know, When somebody like Harari, who's a historian and is explaining where the future is going, he's basically telling us humans, us hackable animals, that we will have to keep reinventing ourselves until we die. So therefore, they're letting us know, of course, there's not going to be Social Security. Because when you create a gig economy, who's paying into Social Security? They're killing off the Medicare and the Social Security people. They want to collapse that system. So you're going to have to keep reinventing, retooling yourself, because the jobs that are here now may not be here in 5 years. And in 5 years, those jobs may be, and so on, and so on, and so on. That is the plan that they're laying out for us. But so many people are unaware of this. They have no clue that many industries will not be here. They'll be new. They'll be futuristic. They'll be high tech. They'll be AI, 3D printing. You name it. I could go on and on. So these are the things that have to be studied. And if you're homeschooling, you have that leverage to really gear your children for the future they're going to be forced to live in. I mean, it's Friday shows are really beyond black pill because
they have to be. I mean, we don't have time to fuck around. They have to be. Yeah.
That's the point. That is the point. And you're the only one that I can do this with. Quit radio because I would never be able to get away with this on radio, and can't go on certain podcasts because their audiences are nowhere near. I mean, they're still eating pablum. You know, I can't feed them a steak.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they haven't even gotten to the steak yet, so they're definitely not going to be able to handle Soylent Green.
There you go. No, they wouldn't even know what I'm talking about. You know, there's some things I mentioned to people that have been around for a very long time. They've been in the game a very long time, and there's still things that they haven't heard of. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, when we hang up the phone, I'm sending tons of literature. Read this, and then get back to me. And yes, it's eye-opening because people then have to realize where their focus has been. It's very hard to break away from the bread and circuses that's handed to people every day, if that's your routine. Like, there are people, I said, say in my circle, that they will never believe, because right now all they believe is unvaccinated people are dangerous. But they'll never understand the other side of the story until somebody on the Today Show, Good Morning America, or The View highlights it. How sad is that?
Well, it's terrible, but at the same time, a little birdie inside my head says, fuck them.
I'm right there with you. I am right there with you. Listen, we know the Revolutionary War was, you know, won with minimal. We don't need them. We really don't.
3% of the colonists said, fuck this, and that's all it's all mm-hmm. took. Everybody else was, other people joined in after they had some success, but everybody wasn't grabbing farm implements and headed for the fields to square off against the British by no stretch of the imagination.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I think we're doing our part the best we can with sounding the alarm, pointing people in the right direction, things like that. You mentioned that a certain base of employees could be quite dangerous. I won't lie, if I had that skill set, I would be quite dangerous. The only skill set I possess is my big mouth.
Well, and, I mean, it's you don't want to use it. You don't want to use your skill set, you know, against your own country. But if it comes down to where the battle lines are drawn,
your country is against you. This country is against we the people.
Exactly.
They've proven that over and over and over again. And the most frustrating part is trying to get through to people that there is tangible evidence and documentation of what this country has done to their own people for a very long time. Experiments, MK Ultra, Project Mockingbird, how about bringing in Operation Paperclip? We did Northwoods. We put out those documents on your show in April of Northwoods, where they would false flag their own country and blow up ships. And we know what they do. They our government does not love us. They hate us. They only want us for tax money. And when they realize that most of us are useless, if they can automate what needs to be done, well, they're going to toss us away like garbage. Soylent Green, baby.
They're already doing that, and I think they have the mechanism in place for that to just happen. Oh my God! He passed away. I can't believe it.
Exactly.
You can't believe it. How many 40 and 30 and 20 year olds do you know that just pass away?
It's like I want to walk in Whole Foods and say to the shoppers and the workers how many people here are vaccinated? They're all going to tell me they all are. And you're like, you're in Whole Foods where you're buying and spending extra money for purer food to put into your body. But you're going to put an unknown substance that you don't even know what the ingredients are. You don't know what they do. You know nothing about it.
Well, they're woke. They're woke, right?
They're woke. They're crazy.
Yeah.
They're crazy.